ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। तैत्रियोपनिषदि कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्रियोपनिषदि द्वितीयायाम् ब्रह्मानन्दवल्याम् प्रथमः अनुवाकः। वि आर् सीइङ्ग् दि फस्ट् सेक्शन् आफ् दि ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ली वेर् वि सा दि सेक्शन् सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् बिगिन्स् ब्यूटिफुलि वित् दि core statement known as Mula Vakyam, a brief statement. Let us read that now, and then today we are entering into the next portion of the Bhashyam. Brahma vidā apnoti param tadesha bhyukta satyam jnanam anantam brahma यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति तस्माद्वा एतस्मादात्मन आकाशः सम्भूतः आकाशाद्वायुः वायोरग्निः अग्नेरापः अद्भ्यः पृथिवी पृथिव्या ओषधयः ओषधेभ्योऽन्नम् अन्नात् पुरुषः तस्माद्वा एतस्मादात् मन आकाश सम्भूतः आकाशाद्वायुः वायोरग्निः अग्नेरापः अद्भ्यः पृथिवी पृथिव्या ओषधयः ओषधेभ्योऽन्नम् अन्नात् पुरुषः। I'm going to stop there. Okay. We have understood how Brahman is introduced as this absolute reality, the ultimate truth, the abstract reality, which is beyond everything, beyond which nothing is, which is the only truth of the whole cosmos, the Jiva Jagadishwara, the only truth of every individual, the only truth of the entirety of the material world, material universe, the only truth of even, only truth which alone is looked upon as Ishwara. That truth is implied the term Brahma because of its nature of limitlessness. It is that Brahman, that reality has to be arrived at, can be arrived only in terms of its swarupam, nature, because of its abstractness, because of its not being an object of knowledge, because of its not being available for objectification through any of the means of knowledge, sense organs or mind or the words, or any other means of knowledge. It has to be arrived only in terms of its nature of nature. Because it's the very truth of all the sense organs, the truth of all pramanams. All pramanams, sense organs, mind, everything functions because of this reality. Therefore, this reality is not something which can be known through any of the means of knowledge. Being the very surupama of all the pramanams also, it has to be because of its inexplicable abstractness, subtleness, it has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature. Therefore, the Rig Mantra presents the Lakshana Vakyam with the Lakshanani, the defining words, Satyam Jnanam Anantam. Again, even how those words reveal the reality in terms of its nature, we understood from the Bhashyam, and now that reality, which is ever of the nature of pure existence, pure knowledge, is free from all three possible limitations, therefore implied by the term Anantam, in terms of its nature of limitlessness, is available for recognition only as the very truth of I in one's own mind, in the cave of intellect, which is also revealed by the same Rig Mantra. Yo vedanihitanguhayam parame vyoman. We understood. And now that reality, Brahma, all pervasive, only truth of the whole cosmos, is available as one's own swarupam, as very truth of individual, as the truth of I in the cave of intellect. And that the one who discovers, we also understood the jnana palam. The person who discovers the truth, reality, Brahma, as Atma, as obtaining as one's own swarupam, discovers himself being non-separate from that Brahma. When he shifts his identity from Anatma to Atma, as Brahma, remaining as Brahma, as the very reality, he simultaneously enjoys all objects of desires. That's the Jnanapalam. An enjoyment of all objects of desires is nothing but simultaneously illumining, knowing all the objects. Because knowledge, knowing is the swarupam of the reality. So by its mere presence, by its mere existence, it knows. But the knowing is not dependent on the means of knowledge. Knowing is not dependent on any punyam, any other effort. Effortlessly, by its very nature, by its mere presence, the reality, Brahma knows. So Brahma, being the all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, is also implied by another term, Atma. So Brahmatma. Reality is Brahma, reality is Atma, therefore reality is Brahmatma. This Brahmatma reality, having the knowing as the its own swarupam, it knows by its mere presence, sannidhi matrena, it knows. So knowing is illumining. Illumining is lending existence, bringing the inert material world of objects to light. So when a person discovers Brahman being your swarupam, as Brahma, Brahmana, which is ever of the nature of knowing, which is ever the only source of all knowledge, omniscience, this person enjoys everything simultaneously. We understood the benefit of knowledge also here. But we have entered into the another, even the same section. Upanishad introduces actually the another definition of Brahma, that is Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahma. when Upanishad presents the Tatastha Lakshanam of, what is Tatastha Lakshanam? I'm going to explain. Tatastha Lakshanam of Brahman. Brahman is presented as the Jagat Karanam, Srishti Karanam, the cause of the creation, cause of the universe. So I told you many times before, in the Srishtihi, discussion on creation is only a prakaranam, a prakaraha, a prakriya, a method. This method of arriving at the reality through the analysis of creation. So this method of analyzing the creation, Srishti Prakriya, is not for really understanding the creation or not for establishing the creation, but definitely it is for only arriving at, understand what exactly, how exactly that reality Brahman is. Through this Prakriya, we also understand that all that is here is nothing but Brahma. We understand the oneness of the reality, non-duality of the reality, and secondlessness of the reality. Brahmanaha ekatvam or Brahmatmanaha ekatvam advitiyatvam advaitam advaitatvam. So the reality being non-dual, one, secondless, is established by this Prakriya. So we have seen this absolute reality. Why is it absolute? Why it is ultimate? There's nothing beyond the truth. That's why the word Brahma is always presented with another adjective, Param, Param Brahma. Brahmanaha Param Anyat Nasti. Brahmaiva Sarvasyapi Param. As Brahman is beyond everything, beyond Brahman, there's nothing else is there. Therefore, it is also said to be Param Brahma. Parama Atma. Parama Atma, Paramatma, or Param Brahma. And because, why? We see here, we come to the Bhashyam, today's Bhashyam class, Bhashyam section. Tatra. Trividham hi anantyam. The three limitations, and being free from his threefold limitations, is the nature of the reality. Therefore, anantyam trividham. Being free from threefold limitations is limitlessness. Limitlessness being the nature of the reality. Reality is implied by that. Reality is said to be limitlessly big. Therefore, it is said to be Brahma. Kala deshataha, kalataha, vastutaha cha iti. Deshataha, three from time limitation, three from spatial limitation, three from object limitation. Time has time limitation. Even the space is spatially limitless. Even that space also is time-wise limited. We understand everything in this world being different from every other object is limited by every other object. Everything, including time and space, is subject to object limitation also. The only thing which is free from these threefold limitations is Brahma, reality. Therefore, it is Anantam. We understood all that in the previous. We come to this point. Naivam. Correct? We have come to the exact place. Tatra trividham hi anantyam deshataha kalataha vastutaha cha iti. Tadyatha deshataha anantaha akashaha. Nahi deshataha tasya parichedaha asti. Natu kalataha cha anantyam vastutaha cha akashasya. Why space is subject to time limitation? Even though space is spatially limitless, is said to be spatially limitless, being all pervasive, space has time limitation because space is a product. Kasmat karyatvat, even space is subject to time limitation because it has a status of being an effect. Effect means it has no independent existence outside of Brahma. There, naivam brahmanaha akashavatu. Are you all following? Correct? Akashavat kalataha api antavatvam. So brahmanaha akashavat kalataha api na antavatvam. This absolute reality, Brahman, does not have the status of being time-bound like this space because akaryatvat. Akaryatvat, because Brahman is not an effect. Brahman is not an effect. Brahman does not have the status of being an effect. Therefore, Brahman is not time-bound like this space. The only difference, okay, Brahman is also all-pervasive. Space also is all-pervasive. Space is spatially limitless. Brahman is spatially limitless. But space is an effect. And Brahman is not an effect. Brahman is not the karyam. Why it's not the karyam? Because Brahman has no cause. Brahman has no cause, whereas space has cause. Space has the status of being an effect. Therefore, space has beginning. Therefore, space is time-bound. Whereas Brahman, not being an effect, not having the cause, it is time-wise also limitless. Karyam hi vastu kalena parichidyate. It's a very nice fact. Anything which is an effect, any effect, any product, is bound by time, limited by time. Why? Kalena parichidyate. Karyam to kalena parichidyate. Why an effect is limited by time? Because effect has a beginning. Before its origination, it was not there. It was the form of a cause. Therefore, anything which has a cause, anything which is an effect has a beginning. Once it has a beginning means there is a time when it is not there. For the pot is an effect and the clay is the cause. The pot originates means before the pot originating as a pot, the form and name pot was not there before. Therefore, there's a time when the effect is not there. The form, name, and function is not there. Therefore, it is time-bound, limited by time. Karyam hi vastu kalena parichidyate. Any effect indeed is bound by, limited by time. What about Brahma? Akaryam cha Brahma. First, we understand Brahman is not an effect which has come into existence from anything else. It is not an effect. It is there, but it is not an effect. It is not an effect means it has no beginning. It has no beginning. There was never a time it was not there. Any product, the furniture might have been the form of a wood, but the form, name and function was not there before coming as a furniture. Before coming as a part, it was not the form and name, form, name, function part was not there before. Therefore, any effect has a beginning, whereas Brahmanaha, Akaryam cha Brahma, Brahman being not a product, not an effect, it has no beginning. It has no beginning means it was there even before. It before means, but there's no before for Brahman. It has been there beginninglessly. Tasmat, as Brahman is not an effect, as there was never a time it is not there, as it is there beginninglessly, I'm using three words because as Pujya Swamiji says, as is there beginninglessly, kalataha asya anantyam. Got it? Tasmat. Therefore, this is a proper reason you have to give. Katham brahmanaha kalataha anantyam. How there is time-wise limitlessness for Brahman. How Brahman is time-wise limitless. Katham. So, tasmat. Because of this reason, tasmat karanat kalataha asya anantyam. So, brahmanaha, tasya means tasya brahmanaha kalataha anantyam. There is spatial limitlessness. Sorry, time-wise limitlessness. Kalataha anantyam. So, Brahman has time-wise limitlessness as its swarupam. Brahman is time-wise limitless because it is not an effect. Because it is not an effect, there's never a time it is not there. It has no beginning. Tatha, in the same way, vastutaha cha. Is it clear? Vastutaha cha. Not only this reality is Brahman, Brahmatma is spatially limitless, time-wise limitless. Vastutaha cha. You must give the proper reasons. Because Brahman is not the effect, it is spatially limitless, time-wise also limitless. Now we say, vastutaha cha. It is also free from, it is limitless, space, object-wise also. Vastutaha cha. Brahmanaha anantyam asti tatha. In the same way, Brahman has timeless, limitlessness, object-wise also. Vastutaha cha. Object-wise also. Katham punaha vastutaha anantyam. How can we say Brahman has limitlessness, object-wise? Katham punaha vastutaha anantyam. Object-wise limitlessness. How? How Brahman is object-wise limitless? Sarva ananyatvat. There's the reason. So whenever when the question is asked, how? You have to give the reason. The reason must be in the fifth case, isn't it? I told him, now you must be studying Bhashyam. You will understand how always the reasons are given using the fifth case words. Hetu arthe panchami vibhaktihi. Hetu arthe panchami. So, sarva ananyatvam. Anyatvam means what? Separateness. Anyat means separate. Anyatvam is separateness. Ananyatvam, na anyatvam is what? Non-separateness. As Brahman has enjoys the status of being non-separate from everything. As Brahman, the absolute, abstract, formless reality, enjoys the status of being non-separate from everything that is here in the world. Reality is non-separate from time, non-separate from space, non-separate from all the forms, names and functions, elements and elementals, which exist within the realm of time and space. Okay. So due to the non-separateness of Brahman from everything, sarva ananyatvat, sarva ananyatvat, sarvananyatvat, due to the non-separateness of the reality from everything else that is here, the entity of the cosmos, Brahman is what? Object-wise also, Brahman enjoys limitlessness. Object-wise also, limitlessness as its surupam, nature. Is it clear? कथम देशतः अपरिच्छिन्नः, देशतः अपरिच्छिन्नः अपरिच्छिन्नं ब्रह्म, कालतः अपरिच्छिन्नं ब्रह्म, वस्तुतः अपि अपरिच्छिन्नं ब्रह्म. दट् वी अण्डर्स्टुड् द रीसन्स् यु मस्ट् रिमेम्बर्. इफ् ब्रह्मन् इस् नाट् एन् इफेक्ट् मीन्स् ब्रह्मन् हेस् नो कास्. दट् इस् वै ब्रह्मन् हेस् नो कास्लेस् अन्कास्ड् absolute cause of everything is Brahma. If you ask, is Brahman the cause? No, Brahman definitely is not the cause. This abstract absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is not the cause of anything here, nor is it an effect. But how we are going to understand this fact later on. But the only absolute, ultimate, causeless, uncaused cause of everything is Brahma. Why is absolute cause? Because it has no cause. It has no cause. Every cause, anything which is a cause, also becomes an effect from the standpoint of something else. Something else. If furniture is the effect, and the wood is the cause with reference to only furniture, and the same wood becomes an effect from the standpoint of the log of wood, the log of wood becomes an effect from the standpoint of the tree, tree becomes an effect from the standpoint of the seed. Like that, there'll be every cause has its own respective cause. Every cause of any effect having its own cause is what? A relative cause. And wood is the cause only for the furniture, not for ornament. Gold is the cause only for the ornament, not for anything else. Therefore, any cause being a cause of relative, respective thing, having its own cause is said to be a relative cause. But that which is the cause of everything else, that which has no cause, is an absolute cause. So here, Brahman is uncaused, causeless, absolute cause of everything. Therefore, it is not karyatvam. And Brahman, being the absolute cause of everything, it has ananyatvam. Why it is ananyam? Why Brahman is non-separate from anything? Sarva ananyatvam katham? The non-separateness of Brahman from everything else is because of its being the cause of everything. Just no cause is separate from its effect. Clay is non-separate from pot. Wood is non-separate from furniture. Inseparable, in fact. Inseparable. If separated means effect would disappear. Therefore, any cause is inseparable, non-separate from its effect. And Brahman being the absolute, ultimate cause of everything, non-separateness is inevitable. Because of its non-separateness, it is free from object limitation. There's no object which is different from Brahma. We understood next one also. Bhinnam hi vastu vastvantarasya antaha bhavati. What is object limitation? It's explained again. Bhinnam hi vastu vastvantarasya antaha bhavati. Antaha means the limit, the end. An object which is different from another object becomes the limiting object of the other object. Vastvantara buddhihi hi prasaktat vastvantarat nivartate. How do you understand this? When an object is perceived, then there is a thought pertaining to that given object. The thought pertaining to the given object is there, the thought form of that given object, thought pertaining to the given object. If a cow is perceived externally, And there must be what? Thought pertaining to the cow. If a house is seen, house thought must be there in the buddhi. That house thought, when you see a crow sitting on the house, what happens now? Then the crow thought comes. When the crow thought comes, the house thought goes. Even though the crow is not away from the house, still the crow thought, when the crow thought comes, the house thought goes. Therefore, the thought, he says, yasya buddhehe vinivrittihi yataha sahatasya antaha, the object, the thought of which, when arises, other thought goes away, then this object becomes the limit of the other object. Now, crow becomes the limiting object of the house, limiting thing of the house. The man, you see the man thought removes the crow thought. Therefore, one thought pertaining to a given object rises, means the other, when other thought comes, other object is perceived, the thought pertaining to the other object goes away. Therefore, any that object becomes that object which contributes what? The removal of the other, going away of the other thought becomes the limiting object of the object previously perceived. Tadyatha yataha yasya buddhehe vinivrittihi sahatasya antaha. See, two cognitions pertaining to two different objects cannot be there. Cannot be there in the sense one thought has to go for the other thought to rise, which means the objects are different. Two different objects, therefore two different thoughts. The difference in the thought, the vrittis, confirms what? The objects being, one object being different from the other object. Tadyatha gotva buddhihi ashvatvati vinivartate. So the thought pertaining to the cow goes away when there is a thought pertaining to the hearts. Iti ashvatva antam gotvam iti antavadeva ashvatvantam gotvam iti antavadeva antavat antavat eva. So cow thought goes when heart thought rises. Therefore what? Of course, it has a limit. So cow thought limits the heart thought. Heart thought limits the cow thought because it has to go. It cannot be there because they're different. Therefore, cow is different from heart. Heart is different from cow. If a cow and heart are grazing together, if a cow goes away, the heart does not disappear. Still, heart is continues to be there. Which means heart is different. If cow goes away, then heart also disappears. Then you can say what? Heart and cow are one and the same. No. Cow and heart are different because even after the cow is taken back, the heart continues to be there, is available. Means they need not be together. One can be in the absence of the other. Therefore, they are different. This is what is said to be one object being limited by the other object. Sahacha antaha bhinneshu vastushu drishtaha. Such difference. Sahacha bhinnaha means that difference. Such difference. What difference? One object being different from the other object. That difference has been seen in different objects. The object-wise difference is seen in different objects. Na evam brahmanaha bhedaha. Such difference is not there for Brahman. The difference is not there for Brahman because it's like what when you see when you see the ocean, when there is a thought pertaining to the thought pertaining to the wave, thought pertaining to the ocean, you cannot have a thought pertaining to the ocean without the water. In one cognition itself, thought, the cognition pertaining to the ocean involves both what? Water as well as the form, name and function of the ocean. The thought pertaining to the ocean is thought having, involving water with the form, name and function. You cannot separate, you don't have separate thought, separate cognition. When you have the thought pertaining to the cow and thought pertaining to the hearts, in the absence of one, other thing can be. The two different cognitions. Whereas with reference to the ocean cognition, ocean, there's a thought pertaining to the ocean. We don't have water cognition separately and the form, name and function ocean separately. The one, in one cognition, you have water with form, name and function. So the water being non-separate, inseparable from the form, name and function called ocean, there's only one cognition. Because what is the cause without which the effect, form, name and function called ocean cannot be? The cognition is one. The thought is one. Therefore it is said, evam brahmanaha na bhedaha. Brahman being the abstract, formless reality which is of the nature of knowing, jnana swarupam, Brahma. Every object shines. Every object shines, enjoys its existence only in the light of knowledge, light of consciousness. Light is non-separate from every opaque thing. All the opaque things which shine in the light simultaneously. The light is non-separate from every opaque thing which shines in the light. Even though countless number of opaque things shine in the presence of light, light being the only light which lights up all the objects, light is non-separate from all the opaque things. There's no distance between light and the opaque things. In the same way, here, abstract, formless reality, consciousness, being non-separate from every material form, name and function which shines in the light of knowledge, consciousness. Brahman is free. Brahman has sarva ananyatvam. Brahman enjoys the status of being non-separate from everything else. Just as light is non-separate from the opaque things, inseparable from the opaque things, Brahman being non-separate from everything else, Brahman has no such object-wise difference. Evam brahmanaha vastutaha bhedaha nasti. Ataha vastutaha api anantyam. Is it clear? Even though we've read last class very quickly. Vastutaha api anantyam. This absolute reality, Brahman, has limitlessness spatially also. Even though the examples are very gross, when you say the clay and pot or light, no, even the light and opaque things. Still, but here, When you say Brahman, the abstract reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, is ever non-separate from any material thing which enjoys the status of being being existent. Because being the known, no known object ever exists outside of, independent of, apart from the knower consciousness. So Brahman as knower consciousness, a witness consciousness, is inseparable, non-separate from the known object. Sarva ananyatvam, the vritti. Katham punaha sarva ananyatvam brahmanaha. Now we have to explain how brahmanaha sarva ananyatvam, how Brahman has non-separateness, how Brahman enjoys the status of being non-separate from everything else. Sarva ananyatvam is the reason for Brahman being free from object limitation. Now the question is, Katam sarvananyatvam brahmanaha. How does Brahman enjoy the status of being non-separate from everything else? How non-separateness is there for Brahman? Iti uchyate katam punaha sarva ananyatvam brahmanaha. Iti uchyate. Simple reason. Sarva vastu karanatvat. Sarva vastu karanatvat. Ananyatvam katam. So vastutaha anantyam, because of sarva ananyatvam. Sarva ananyatvam katam. How there is non-separateness for Brahman? Sarva vastu karanatvat. As Brahman, whenever he has that karanatvat, fifth case is karanatvam. Karanatvat, fifth case, isn't it? Karanatvat, due to, because of Brahman having the status of being the cause of everything here, cause of every object. Sarva vastu karanatvat. As Brahman has the status of being the cause of everything, sarvastu karanatvat, brahmanaha sarva ananyatvam, sarva ananyatvat, vastutaha anantyam. Got it? Okay. I want you to pick up Sanskrit words also. Pujya Swamiji always used to say this. Sometimes Sanskrit is very expressive. If you remember, it was easy to dwell upon. Sarve sham hi vastu nam kala akashadi nam karanam brahma. It does not forget this introduction to Shankara Bhagavatpada. Now introduces here what now? Srishti Prakriya. Sarvesham hi vastunam kala akashadinam karanam brahma. See, Brahman is the absolute cause. I'm not saying Brahman is the cause. The cause of all objects, such as even time and space. Kala akasha adinam sarvesham hi vastunam karanam brahma. The cause of all the objects, such as time, space, etc., is Brahma. Very careful, huh? Brahma karanam we don't say. Karanam brahma. The cause of, you say Brahman is the cause. The cause of all objects, indeed, such as time and space, etc., is Brahma. Therefore, what? being the cause, it is non-separate from all the objects. Being non-separate, it is free from object limitation. Now, what is clear now? Brahmanaha, Brahma, Brahmatma, Kalutaha, Deshataha, Vastutaha, Aparichinnaha. Brahman, the reality is free from, not limited by threefold limitations. Karya apekshaya. Now the some small, no small funny doubt comes. Okay, then there is cause and effect. For Brahman is the cause. All the objects, including time and space, which constitute the universe, become what now? The effect, karyam. There is karanam and karyam. Two things are there, cause and effect. Now, this small doubt comes. What is the doubt? Karya apekshaya. This actual class begins. Karya apekshaya vastutaha antavatvam iti. Vastutaha antavatvam. Karya apekshaya vastutaha antavatvam. Oh, the cause is different from the effect. Effect is different from the cause. Therefore, can we say there is object limitation from the standpoint of an effect? Can you say that? Iti ched. If it is said that there is object-based limitation for Brahman from the standpoint of effect, No, we can never talk about the difference from the standpoint of an effect. Why? Anrutatvat karyavastunaha. Karyavastunaha anrutatvat. Karyavastu means what? A thing which is karyavastu, an object which is a product. Every object here is a product only. Object means object of knowledge. Object is an effect. Karyam vastu. Karya vastu. Every object which is an effect has the status of being anritam, non-real. Not unreal, non-real. Pujya Swamiji likes this. Non-real, not unreal. Unreal means that which does not exist at all is unreal. Non-real means what? That which is not real. That which is not real means that which is as though real. So every object which is an effect has a status of being mithya due to the mithyatvam, due to its being not real. It is not really there. No object is there real. No effect is there really. It is as though any effect, any object which is an effect is as though. So from the standpoint of clay, if you see, the pot is as though. It is not really there. The standpoint of wood, the furniture is as though. It is not really there. The standpoint of the cause, no effect is really there. The standpoint of absolute cause, everything, Brahma, the whole jagat, all objects are as though. Therefore, anrutatvat karyavastunaha, the effect is not real. It is as though. Why it is as though? Why it is not real? Because effect has no independent existence. Without the cause, independently, no form, name and function can exist by itself. Effect means form, name and function. Nama rupa karmakhyam jagat. Nama rupa karma. Name, form and function are the purpose. So nama rupa karma is what? Mithya. Ocean is a nama rupa karma. House is a nama rupa karma. everything is form, name, and function. Every object here is form, name, and function. Karya means effect. Effect means form, name, and function, which has no independent existence of its cause. Therefore, it is as though it is not real. No effect is real because it has no independent existence of its own. Therefore, effect is as though real. It is non-real. Therefore, anrutatvat karyavastunaha. Therefore, we can never talk about the object-based limitation from the standpoint of the jagati karyam. Is it clear? Nahi karana vyatirekena karyam nama vastutaha asti. It's very made very clear, simple language. Karana vyatirekena, without the cause. Vyatireka means without, okay? Karana vyatirekena, without the cause, independently, karyam nama vastutaha nahi asti. There is no such a thing at all called effect independently without the cause. Karanam, karana vyatirekena means what? Karanena vina. Karanam vina. Karanam vina. Karyam nasti. Simple kindergarten language is what? How we can say? Is it vyatireka? Word is a technical word. Karanam vyatirekena. Or karanam vina. Karanena vina. Vastutaha karyam nama vastutaha na asti. Bring that na first. But to make it emphatic, the statement, Shankara Bhagavatpada begins with the na. Na. Nasti. Vastutaha karyam nama karna vyatirekena nasti. So without a cause, independently, there is no such a thing called effect at all. Yataha, why? Why do you say that? Karana buddhihi nirvarteta. Very nice. It is very important. The sentence is, the long, last sentence is very important sentence. Why? There is no such a thing called effect without a cause independently. Karana buddhihi nirvarteta. When there is a cognition, a thought pertaining to an effect, then in the thought, karana buddhihi nirvarteta. The thought pertaining to the cause must go. When you see, I told you this. When you entertain cognition pertaining to devotion, when the thought pertaining to devotion, you don't have, that the thought pertaining to the water does not go. Understand? The thought pertaining to the water does not go away when there's a thought pertaining to the ocean. So thought pertaining, when there's a thought pertaining to any effect is there, the thought pertaining to the cause does not go away. Karana buddhihi nirvarteta. Sorry, karana buddhi nivarteta, nivarteta. Karana buddhi, the repa, if it is not in proper place in your book, please correct it. Karana buddhihi nivarteta. Buddhi, the thought pertaining to the cause should go away if the effect can have independent existence. Karana buddhihi nivarteta. What happens? karana buddhi na nivartete. It should go. The thought pertaining to the cause goes away when the effect, the thought pertaining to the effect is there. Then we can say the effect has independent existence. No. Whenever there is a thought pertaining to any effect, the thought pertaining to the cause does not go away. So, the ocean cognition is water cognition. Furniture cognition is the wood cognition. Ornament cognition is also what? Gold cognition. Now, opaque object cognition is light cognition. We can never have the thought pertaining to an opaque thing without the light, without having the light cognition. So light, the opaque, opaque object cognition presupposes what now? Light cognition. Isn't it? So light cognition, light thought does not go away when there is cognition pertaining to an opaque thought, opaque object. The very cognition of opaque object is possible because of the light, isn't it? Therefore, in the same way here, karana buddhihi nivarteta. What does it mean? Karana vyatirekena karyam nama vastutaha nasti. There's no such a thing called effect without the cause independent. Independently, there's no such thing called effect without the cause. So what? Brahmanaha vastutaha api anantyam. Brahman has his, Brahman enjoys limitlessness as its nature. From the standpoint of objects also. Object wise also, Brahman is limitless. Because it has the status of being the cause. As a cause, it is non-separate from everything else. Therefore, Brahman is object wise also limitless. Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam mrittiketyeva satyam. Vacharambhanam namadheyam. Vacharambhanam vikaraha namadheyam mrittiketyeva satyam. This is a very popular quotation used by Shankara Bhagavatpada everywhere, wherever possible. Whenever he has to talk about the mithyatvam of the effect, he quotes this. So this is a quote from Chandogya Upanishad. Evam sadeva satyam iti shutyantarat. So even from another Upanishad, another stuti statement from Chandogya Upanishad conveys the same fact. What is the fact? Vikaraha, an effect is just what? Namadeyam. An effect is nothing but a name denoting a form. Okay, vikaraha means an effect is nothing but a form denoted by a word hanging on the tongue. Here, with reference to pot, clay pot, with reference to a clay pot, he says, pot, what is a pot? Pot is non-substantial form denoted by a word which is hanging on the tongue. That's all. Which means there's no substance called pot. Because what is substance with reference to a pot? Clay. Clay is the substance. There's a meaning for the word clay. After removing the meaning for the word clay, if you see, is there a meaning for the word pot? No. Pot will be what? Non-substantial, meaningless word. pot is a meaningless word because pot is a non-substantial, isn't it? Common name. That's why Mrittika ityeva satyam. Mrittika ityeva satyam. With reference to a clay pot, the satyam is, clay alone is satyam. The pot is a non-substantial form and name. Non-substantial form denoted by a word, meaningless word. Hang on the tongue. Evam sadeva satyam. In the same way, just as clay is satyam with reference to a clay pot, pot is just the non-substantial form and name. Similarly, with reference to this entirety of the cosmos also, we can say sadeva satyam. This pure existence in terms of consciousness is satyam, real. Existence alone is real. Existence implying consciousness alone is real. With reference to this entirety of the objective universe. This also we understand from another stuti statement. So what effect has no independent existence of its own without a cause? Therefore, effect is not real. It's asked, what is real is only the cause. Therefore, cause being the real, effect being not real, if it has no independent existence, therefore, cause is non-separate, being non-separate from the effect. Cause has no object limitation. Actually, here Brahman has no object limitation because of its non-separateness from its, from the effect called the universe. All the objects. Sarva vastvantarat. Sarva vastu ananyatvat. Now, having discussed this much, it has been very clear how this absolute reality implied by the term Brahman is free from three possible limitations. Therefore, limitlessness is the very swarupam of Brahma. Having explained this, now Shankara Bhagavatpada commence upon the following statement, following mantra. What is the mantra? From the following word, sentence. The tatastha lakshanam of Brahman is presented, where Brahman is presented as the Jagat Karanam. It is not, when Brahman is presented as the Jagat Karanam, it is not, oh, this exactly is what came into existence, then it came into existence. No, not that way. Simply it is said, how from Brahman, everything, whole Jagat has come into existence. To say, very briefly it is said, all subtle elements. The subtle elements are the elements which are not mixed with each other. The elements, when they become mixed with each other, through the process of grossification, then elements are said to be grossified elements, gross elements, and the process of mixing with each other is said to be panchikaranam. You all are very thorough with the understanding of what is panchikaranam, because you all study thoroughly tattva bodha. Therefore, now here, Upanishad talks about the original subtle elements, which are not mixed with each other. So, tasma, tasmadva, etasmada, atmana akasha sambhutaha, tasmadva, etasmada, atmana akasha sambhutaha, akashaha sambhutaha. Subtlest of the elements, the subtle space has come into existence from that absolute reality, the only reality of the whole cosmos, but still obtaining as the innermost essence, nearest self, implied by the term Atma. Tasmat, etasmat. Why tasmat and etasmat? Tasmat means from that, etasmat means from this. Why two words? When you use the word tasmat, tad brahma, from tasmat brahmanaha, that absolute reality. When you say reality is that reality, that brahma, you mean the reality of the entirety of the, only reality of the entirety of the cosmos. Even though it's the only reality of the entirety of the cosmos, is the innermost essence of every being. Thereby is the nearest self obtaining as the truth of I, available for recognition in one's own intellect. That's why etasmat is implied by the term Atma. So from that Brahmatma, tasmat and etasmat we put together from the Brahmatma. Tasmat akashadi karanatvat. Now again, it is made very tasmat. But here tasmat means what? Because of that reason. What reason? Akashadi karanatvat. Deshataha tavat anantam brahma. Now Brahman is, again is made very clear. Deshataha anantam brahma. Brahman is spatially limitless. Deshataha brahma anantam. Deshataha brahma anantam. Spatially reality Brahman is limitless. Because of having the status of being the cause of the all-pervasive space, etc. Tasmat akashadi karanatvat. Tasmat akashadi karanatvat. Due to this, having the status of being the cause of space, etc. Deshataha tavat anantam brahma. Brahman, of course, is spatially limitless. Now he's again explaining. Akashaha hi anantaha iti prasiddham deshataha. Akashaha deshataha anantam. Deshataha anantaha iti prasiddham. It is well known fact that space is spatially limitless. Akashaha anantaha deshataha iti prasiddham. Space is spatially limitless. This fact is well known. Tasya cha ayam karanam. Ayam tasya cha karanam. And I am means what? This Atma. I am is a pullinga shabdaha. Okay. Brahman is a neutral gender word. Where I am is happens to be a masculine pronoun. It implies what? Atma. I am this all pervasive reality obtaining as the nearest self, the content of I, this Atma, tasya karanam. Tasya akashasya api karanam. This Atma being the cause of that space, which is spatially limitless. Tasmat, therefore, siddham, it is very clear. Deshataha atmanaha anantyam. Again, it's made very clear. Deshataha atmanaha anantyam. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada does not use the word Brahma. Now he says, Atmanaha Anantyam. Why? Atma and Brahman are not two. All pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence, obtaining as the nearest self, the very truth of I, the content of I, available for recognition in the cave of intellect is Atma. And this Atma, Atmanaha Deshataha Anantyam. Because we may say, no, Brahman is spatially limitless, I am spatially limited. No. Atma, the reality, you are. Your Swarupam is Atma. And your Swarupam is being Atma. Atma is Brahma. Therefore, you are essentially spatially limitless. That fact has to be remembered. Therefore, Tasya cha ayam karanam. This Atma is the cause of that spatially limitless space. Tasmat siddham. Therefore, it is very clear. Atmanaha deshataha anantyam. Atma has limitlessness spatially. Atma is also of the nature of limitlessness. Atma is also free from spatial limitation. Atmanaha deshataha anantyam siddham. Okay. Hereafter, Shankara Bhagavatpada is actually presenting his commentary, combining what? Brahman, Atma as one and the same reality. They are not two. Nahi asarvagatat sarvagatam utpadyamanam loke kinchit drishyate. Nahi asarvagatat sarvagatam utpadyamanam kinchit drishyate loke. Na drishyate loke. It is not seen. Kinchit means little, but here, not at all seen in this world. How do you say? Na drishyate eva is meant by the word kinchit. Na kinchit drishyate loke means not at all seen in this world. What is not seen in this world? Sarvagatam utpadyamanam asarvagatat. Sarvagatam, all pervasive thing originating from the non-all pervasive thing is not at all seen in the world. Asarvagatat sarvagatam utpadyamanam nahi drishyate na kinchit drishyate loke. All pervasive thing originating from non-all pervasive thing is not at all seen in the world. Means spatially limitless thing cannot originate from a spatially limited thing. Ataha niratishayam atmanaha anantyam deshataha. No, Shankara Bhagavatpada talks about the Atma only. Ataha, therefore, Atmanaha Deshataha Anantyam. The spatial limitlessness of Atma is Niratishayam. Atmanaha Deshataha Anantyam. Spatial limitlessness of Atma is Niratishayam. Niratishayam means what? Absolute. Absolute means what? Incomparable. The ataha, that it is indeclinable word, meaning what? Therefore. That means again reason is given. Atmanaha deshataha anantyam niratishayam. Why? How? The space limitlessness, spatial limitlessness of Atma is absolute. How it's incomparable? Because we never saw in the world something all pervasive originating from, okay, non-all pervasive. A spatially limitless thing cannot originate from a spatial limited thing. Now, here Atma is what? Atma being the cause of this space. What is Atma? Brahma Atma being a space, cause of the space, all pervasive space. The spatial limitlessness of the Atma is incomparable, absolute. Niratishayam means absolute. This absoluteness of the spatial limitlessness of the Atma. Tatha, in the same way, now, so Brahmatma is spatially limitless. Tatha, in the same way, akaryatvat kalataha. Akaryatvat kalataha. As Brahman, as Brahmatma is not an effect, as Brahmatma does not have the status of being an effect, Brahmatma is free from time limitation also. Time-wise also, Brahmatma is limitless. Limitless, time-wise limitlessness of Brahmatma is because of Brahmatma having the status of being not an effect. Tad bhinna vastu antara abhavat cha vastutah. See, now Brahman and Atma are one and the same. Therefore, he says what now? Again, he's talking about how Atma is limitless. Time-wise limitless, object spatially limitless. Now, object-wise also Atma limitless. He says, tad bhinna vastu antara abhavat cha. Tad bhinna vastu antara, vastvantara abhavat cha vastutah api anantyam asti. We have to separate the word. Vastutah api anantyam atmanah. There is limitlessness object-wise also. Object-wise also there is limitlessness of the atma. Why? Because what is the reason? Abhavat cha, and due to the absence of an object which is different from that Brahman. Tad means the atma. Tad bhinna vastu, vastvantara abhavat. Due to the absence of an object which is different from that Brahmatma, Brahmatma, the Atma is object-wise also limitless. Atma has object-wise also limitlessness. Is it clear? Vastutaha api anantyam. So, kalataha anantyam akaryatvat. Deshataha anantyam karanatvat. Akashasya api karanatvat deshataha anantyam. Akaryatvat kalataha anantyam. Tad bhinna vastvantara abhavat vastutaha anantyam. Due to the absence of an object which is different from that Brahmatma, there is limitlessness object-wise also for Atma. Atayeva niratishaya satyatvam. Okay. Now, satyam, real. Satyatvam, reality. Niratishayam, satyatvam. Niratishaya satyatvam. Absoluteness of the reality. Atayeva, that is why, therefore only, because of this reason alone, there is absoluteness of the reality. Absoluteness of reality means what? Now, the reality is absolute. Niratishya satyatvam. So Brahmatma has the status of being the absolute reality, absolutely real. This abstract, formless, beginningless, endless, changeless reality is ever of the nature of consciousness existence, has the status of being the absolute reality, absolutely real. Why? It is free from all limitations, all three possible limitations. Just read this portion and we'll continue with tomorrow, I think. Tasmadva etasmadatmana akashasambhutah akashadvayuhu vayoragnih agnerapah adbhyav prithivi prithivya oshadhayah oshadhibhyonam annat purushah savayesha purushon narasamayah. See, before even we come to this portion of the Upanishad, tasmat etasmat, using two different pronouns, meaning that and this, yeshaha atma, tad brahma, tad brahmaiva yeshaha atma. That Brahman alone is this Atma. This Atma is none other than that Brahma. Why? The one and the only reality is implied by two different words in terms of its nature of... Okay? So, the reality is implied with the term Brahma in terms of its nature of bigness, in terms of its nature of limitlessness. And in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness, thereby obtaining as the nearest innermost essence of every being, the same reality is implied by the term Atma also. The one and the same. Therefore, from that Brahman which is this Atma, Akashaha Sambhotaha, Tasmadva Brahmanaha, Etasmad Atmanaha. So, from the Brahmatma, Akashaka Sambhutaha, the subtle space has come into existence. Which means space is the karyam. The cause of the space is Brahma. For what? Brahman, as the cause, is non-separate from space. And therefore Brahman pervades the space. The Brahman is spatially limitless. So all it is made... Karanatvat akashasya brahmanaha deshataha anantyam. We understood it already. Now, we'll stop there. We'll go ahead now. We will not talk about the cause and effect anymore. The nature of Brahman being limitlessness, we stop. Akashadvayuhu. The subtlest of these subtle elements is space. Therefore, from the space, akashat vayuhu sambhotaha is implied. So, vayu has come into existence from space. Vayoho agnihi. Agni has come into existence from vayu. And first three, akashaha, vayuhu, are formless. Therefore, amurta bhuta, amurta bhuti. Akasha is amurtam bhutam. Vayuhu is amurtam bhutam, formless. Because now agnihi as a form is available for eyesight. For agnihi is murtam bhutam, the form. Agnehe apaha, and water, grosser than fire, comes into existence from fire. Adbhyaha prithivi. If you take the word up, if you decline that word, and the plural form, apaha, apaha, if you decline that, adbhihi, then you can say what? Adbhyaha, from the waters, adbhyaha. Adbhyaha, the fifth case form of apaha, from waters. originates, comes into existence, prithivi, the earth. These are subtle elements come into existence originally from Brahma. Now, from prithivi, prithivyaha, from prithivi, from earth, oshadhayaha. So, oshadhayaha, the entire kingdom of vegetation, all plants. So, oshadhihi means herb also. Oshadhayaha, all plants originate from the earth. Oshadhibhyaha annam. Annam, that which is eaten is annam. The food comes into existence from where? Food is from plants. Oshadhibhyaha annam. Pujya Swamiji used to tease, na, say, there is no such a thing called non-vegetarian food at all. Food is always vegetarian because oshadhibhyaha annam. Suppose if at all somebody is, Swamiji used to say, non-vegetarian food also, the cow or goat, that is what? The modified form of the plants eaten by the cows. Originally, food is always vegetarian. Okay, because they all vegetarians. Oshadibhyaha annam. Annat purushaha. Now, purushaha, the being is from annat purushaha. Purushaha can mean Atma also, we know very well. But here Purushaha, if taken as an individual human being, is Purushaha. So a human being, Purushaha, is what now? Annat, from the food, comes into existence from food. Sahava yeshaha Purushaha annarasamayaha. Sahava yeshaha purushaha. So that human being born out of food is this person, none other than nothing but modified form of the essence of the food. Anna rasamayaha means modification of the whole human being. What now? He is a modified form of the food essence, annarasamayaha, is the literal meaning of the mantra. So I'm going to stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Now, you should not have any doubt at all regarding how Brahman and Atma are one and the same, and how Brahmatma is free from time-wise, limitless, object-wise, limitless, spatially limitless. Therefore, how limitlessness is the nature of reality. Therefore, it is the absolute. Absoluteness of the reality is based on this fact of the reality being free from all limitations. It is from the absolute reality everything has come into existence. That is simply said by stating that how the elements have come into existence from Brahma. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. Okay. I just said the literal meaning of this mantra. We have so much to understand. We'll see tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.